Medical engineer technician Carlos Villamizar uses a dental pick to scratch between the crevices of a hard plastic model. He picks and picks and picks, scraping away unwanted milky yellow plastic material, bringing the model to a near-perfect replica of the male patient's lumbar spine it represents. Villamizar then blows it clear with pressurized air and continues to pick some more. It's tedious and time-consuming on his part, but every minute he spends on the model translates to less time the patient has to spend in the operating room. From the time a surgeon makes his first cut, every minute counts for the patient. The longer the wound is open, the greater the chance of infection, and the more blood is lost. The longer the patient is under anesthesia, the greater the risk of respiratory issues. Walter Reed Army Medical Center's 3D Application Center uses technology originally designed for the manufacturing industry to cut down on the amount of time a patient is in surgery by as many as 6 hours. The one-of-a-kind lab in military medicine creates hard plastic 3D medical models, or replicas, of injured body parts based on CT scans. So instead of a surgeon looking at a series of transparent scans in preparation for surgery, they have a replica of the injured bone or skull, for example, that they can literally hold in their hands and examine. This helps them not only to determine the best approach to surgery, but also allows them to fabricate and fit implants prior to the surgery. Dr. Stephen Rouse, a retired military dentist who runs the lab, talks us through the process.
The equipment that you're looking at is an SLA 7000. It's a stereolithography apparatus. It's very, very quick and efficient in building solid parts utilizing a vat of liquid resin and a laser that hardens the resin where it hits. It was developed primarily for the rapid prototyping, you know, the manufacturing industry, and most of it is used in aviation and car manufacturing and a variety of other ways. The area where the build actually takes place is a large vat of resin. On the top of this vat of resin, there's a platform. The platform dips into the resin, comes up to the surface and slightly above it so that you get a dampened platform. And then the laser starts to draw the pattern that you want to draw right on the surface of the platform. And then the pattern will continue to draw as the platform submerses. As the layer is printed with the laser, it bonds that top surface and halfway through the next layer below it. Once the part is completely finished, then the platform will come up out of the resin, the excess resin will drain off, and then it's cleaned and cured.
This technology gives surgeons a critical advantage when dealing with the current medical phenomenon of heterotopic ossification, or HO, occurring frequently in Iraqi war amputees. HO is new bone growth in abnormal areas. Doctors are puzzled as to why it is occurring in so many amputees from the war. The growth is random and can form new bone under the skin similar in appearance to coral formations. The growth can cause some serious problems for the amputees, especially when fitting and wearing a prosthesis. The bone can grow and rub and make wearing a prosthesis unbearable. Often additional surgeries are needed to remove the HO, but it sometimes encapsulates itself around major arteries or nerves, making the surgery risky.
What we're looking at here is a hip disarticulation, which is a complete amputation all the way, the entire femur. Whereas all we have left is a leg on one side. And what you're looking at is the full pelvis with the entire right side surrounded by a lacy network of heterotopic ossification, or bone that's growing outside of its normal environment. So basically what you're doing is you're giving both the surgeon and his team and the patient an opportunity to see exactly the same thing, to be able to determine where you're going to operate. The patient can make a much more informed decision about, do I want you to go in there and remove that or not? You know, do we want to go for all of it or we want to go for part of it? And overall, it's a tremendous asset to the surgical team. And the patients tell me the same thing, that it really helped them to understand. We're saving an average of 2 to 6 hours per procedure where we use the models. In other cases where we're dealing with complex fractures, or with the craniectomies, we're creating the implants or bending the fixation plates before you go in the operating room. And that saves not only a significant amount of time, but it reduces the size of the incision because you have visualization outside the body. You don't have to peel back all the tissue and all the muscles to get the same level of visualization in the surgical field.
For the American Forces Press Service, I'm Fred Baker. For more Defense Department-related stories, go to www.defenselink.mil.